Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, from the archives, excerpts from a conversation with the recently passed Marion McPartland, recorded in Fayetteville in 1990.
Plus, the Cooperative Emergency Outreach moves into a new building after temporarily closing last fall. And an update on white nose syndrome. The fungus that causes the disease has been found in our region.
But first, the Fayetteville Public Library will almost certainly expand onto the former city hospital property. That's after the Washington Regional Medical Center Board of Directors agreed earlier this week to sell the property to the library for $2 million. Bill Bradley, Washington Regional President and CEO, says the board has been considering what to do with the property for about 8 years, long before City Hospital closed, and originally had three community-minded ideas of what could be done with the property.
One was we thought it would make a great park. The location next to the library would have been good for a park. The second thing that we had thought was a good use of the property was, at the time, there was a lot of discussion about a new police headquarters or police station, and we really thought, you know, that might be a good use for it. And then the logical one was, you know, it's next door to the library, and that they might have a need for it. Although at the time, you know, there wasn't a lot of discussion about any expansion plans.
Bradley says one of the good things about the transaction is that all parties involved win. The library gets the land for a needed expansion, and the hospital receives $2 million to go toward an expansion of its own. Bradley says the capital will go toward the construction of a neurological institute at Washington Regional, the centerpiece of which is the recruitment of two endovascular neurosurgeons, of which there are only about 100 in the country.
What they do is basically they're able to stent vessels in the brain for the treatment of strokes, to clear the arteries. And there's other things that they do relative to the treatment of aneurysms and things like that, where right now those patients are put on helicopters and sent to Tulsa or other areas, and we'll be able to do that here. We think the area that we'll serve with these physicians here will expand to about 1 million people that with their capabilities.
But before money and land changes hands between the library and the hospital, there are still a few legal kinks to be ironed out in the deal, mostly associated with a clause tied to the deed of the city hospital land, which states that any proceeds from sale of the land must go toward development of the city's hospital.
When the August recess is over in Washington, one issue members of Congress will attempt to tackle is the unresolved farm bill. Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor says that if a farm bill isn't passed soon, the consequences would be disastrous for the economy.
Agriculture, we think of it as kind of a special thing and a special category, which it is, but the bottom line, agriculture is business. I mean, these are small businesses all over the state of Arkansas. Some of these are large businesses that are involved, people like Tyson Foods and others. But if this farm bill does go away, and we're not able to get to a resolution by the end of September, then it is going to be very chaotic for the country.
Senator Pryor noted if a farm bill isn't passed by the beginning of the new fiscal year on October 1st, subsidies for farmers would revert to levels set in the 1940s, and consumers would see increased prices on goods like milk almost immediately. Arkansas Junior Senator John Bozeman is on the conference committee tasked with reconciling the disparate House and Senate versions of the farm bill.
Hopefully we'll get this done, before the time period runs out. If not, have a short-term extension and try and get a farm bill done before the end of the year. It's so important, you know, the name of the game right now is jobs, jobs, jobs. What this does is provide certainty for our farmers so that they can go forward, make the decisions that they need to as far as buying equipment, hiring people, things like that. So it really would be a big boost to the economy.
But reconciling the different versions of the farm bill will be difficult. Among other differences, the House version split SNAP funding from the farm bill, while the Senate version retained the nutrition program, commonly known as food stamps.
Rules are being implemented to Arkansas's new voter ID law, which takes effect in January. Yesterday, the State Board of Commissioners approved rules for the law, approved by the legislature earlier this year. Alex Reed, with the Secretary of State's office, says part of that will involve the state providing a photo ID for people who don't already have one.
we signed a contract for the machines that will provide the free cards. And we hope to have those up and in and running by the 1st of December.
Reed says they're also planning ways to get the word out to the public that they will need a photo ID to vote.
We're looking at different PSAs that we're going to record. We're also looking at different things that we can do as far as paid advertising out of our budget. We're looking at billboards, digital ads, and other things like that. Nothing's final at this point. We're just gathering as much information as we can because we want to have the most effective strategy so that we can notify as many people as possible about the new law.
Opponents of the law say it will still end up disenfranchising some voters, particularly seniors and minorities.
Several counties and cities in the area have either completed or will soon hold special sales tax elections this year. Siloam Springs is one such city. Its sales tax election will be held in early September. Holland Hayden, director of communications for the city of Siloam Springs, says the election is not for a new tax, but rather a reallocation of the existing 1 cent sales tax.
Since the inception of the tax in 1978, the allocation was 80% streets and 20% administration. Over the years, the budget for capital needs and public safety has really been tight, to say the least. There have been years where their capital improvement budget was zero. So they've just kind of fallen behind on updating and upkeep of some of their equipment and their facilities. Therefore, we had to find a funding mechanism so that we could increase capital for public safety.
If approved, the new allocation would give 40% of tax collections to public safety, 40% would be designated for streets, and 20% would be allocated to administration. Hayden says, based on this year's projections, the tax generates about $2.8 million annually. The special election will take place September 10th at the Community Building on Olive Street in Siloam Springs. Early voting will start September 3rd at Benton County Clerk's Office, also in Siloam Springs.
The Northwest Arkansas metro area has been named to another national top list. This time, it made the Realty Track Best Markets for Health and Wealth. Northwest Arkansas ranked third behind Austin, Texas, and Fargo, North Dakota metro areas. The rankings looked at a range of lifestyle, disease, environmental, economic, and real estate factors in compiling the list. The areas in which Austin and Fargo performed substantially better than Northwest Arkansas include the percentage of residents who smoke, that's about 20% in Northwest Arkansas, and the percentage of residents who have asthma, which is about 10% in Northwest Arkansas.
Because of continuing construction at Fayetteville High School, all ACT and SAT testing will be conducted at alternate locations during the 2013-14 school year. According to the district, all ACT testing will be conducted at Ramey Junior High, and all SAT exams will be given at the A.G. Learley Life Preparation Services Center, and students should select campuses when registering for the exams.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals chalked up another win last night on the road. The Nats defeated the Springville Cardinals 3-1. Two more games left in that Springfield series before the Nats return to Arvest Ballpark for their final seven home games of the year. Then there will be three games in Little Rock to end the regular season. The Nats are right now one game out of first place.
Mostly clear this evening with overnight lows from 65 in northwest Arkansas to 71 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-90s. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with lows from 66 to 72.